Ready when you are.
Okay. We'll call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, would you advise us of the changes to the agenda, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, there is a revision to the agenda. The agenda was revised on December 16th to remove item CU-2238, Michael Parsons. It was announced that the application was to be rescheduled. I can further update the commission that today staff have received a request to withdraw that application. So that came in after the revision. So, okay.
All right. Make a motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay. Our next item is other business. And our first item of other business is Chase Oaks Subdivision, Subdivision 2019-05, Final Subdivision Plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of 253 lot cluster subdivision and cemetery easement for public access. At their meeting of Thursday, September 26, 2019, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan. The properties are located on Robinsonville Road, Sussex County Road 277, at Webb Landing Road, Sussex County Road 277B. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcels are map 234, District 6, parcel 96, 97, and 98. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Just have one quick question. Was this one of the ones where we said they were supposed to have parking at the cemetery? Okay. I'm sorry, I was looking and I couldn't find it, and I've still...
My understanding is it's not a condition of approval, but...
It wasn't
I recall that there was some discussion on that, so...
Yeah, they mentioned it.
That was one of the things that they had said they were going to do, I thought.
Just trying to find the right correct drawing sheet.
It was a pretty full packet.
Yep, and I believe access to the cemetery is shown on the drawing.
Access is shown, but there wasn't any parking with it.
I don't believe there's dedicated parking in the plan.
Yeah.
Ms. Headley's just checking the list now, but I don't remember it being a condition of approval, but I certainly remember there being some discussion on this.
It looks like condition R, and I'm going off the copy that was incorporated into the site plan.
Right, that's you what know. I've...
Yeah, and it talks about that it'll be dedicated or delineated the fence around it and clean and clear dead and dying vegetation, trees will remain. Says public access will be permitted for family members and the public. The cemetery area will be made subject to a permanent preservation easement, and the Community Homeowners Association will be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of the cemetery, but it's silent about parking and the condition.
Okay. Well.
Is there anything that can be done with that at this point in time, or?
Well, I mean, what are we on for? It's
final.
Final. Yeah.
Anybody here by any chance representing this application? Nobody? And not that there should be. There is somebody here. Yeah. Well, come on up here for a second.
I don't recall anything.
Yeah, come on up here. Come on. Come on up here. Okay, now we're just going to ask you to address this one thing for
sure.
Us, because we really can't, which is not a public hearing, and we can't let allow it to become one. The issue of parking adjacent to the cemetery, would ask you to confirm it appears that there is not any dedicated parking at this time, and then the question would be, would it be possible to incorporate a couple spaces there without it, you know, impacting your
There is some additional space back there near some of the stormwater management that's open space. If it doesn't require any changes to the plan other than maybe a minor subdivision plan, we'd be happy to do that if there's room.
Just, sir, real quick, do we need your name and address?
I'm sorry, I'm Jack Hayes. I represent the applicant.
I'm sorry, Hayes, I knew who you were, but I forgot anybody else. The machine doesn't know. Yeah.
So I think procedurally, there's a way to do it. If you wanted to add a space or two, you could just say, you know, approve the final, subject to the revision to show, you know, two parking spaces, staff to approve the revised final subdivision.
If you're able to accommodate us, we certainly want to make it as easy as possible for you to do that.
Sure.
So that would be what I would recommend perhaps that we do, Ms. Stevenson, is approve it subject to, allow them to make that revision, but don't hold up the approval.
I agree. Okay.
Okay, we'll do the best we can.
Okay, I understand.
All right.
Thank you.
I know, it's not your accommodating us. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I second the motion.
Moved and seconded to approve the Chase Oaks subdivision 2019-05 plan as a final, subject to the minor revision discussed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is Lands of Karaprahova 3 LLC subdivision 2019-32, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan to divide a 10-acre parcel of land into three proposed lots. Proposed lot one will consist of 2.01 acres, lot two will consist of 2.29 acres, and lot three will consist of 3.40 acres. At their meeting of Thursday, October 8th, 2020, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan. The properties are located on the west side of Holland Glade Road, Sussex County Road 271, approximately 0.11 miles northeast of Coastal Highway Route 1. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all the conditions of approval. Tax parcel is map 334, District 13, parcel 325.36. The zoning is C3, heavy commercial district, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for final subdivision plan approval for Lands of Karaprahova 3 LLC 2019-32.
Second.
The move seconded to approve Lands of Karaprahova 3 LLC subdivision 2019-32 final subdivision plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan number 20-37, Lands of Hearn LLC preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 4,800 square foot event venue hall, 96 parking spaces, and other site improvements to be located at 8275 Cannon Road, Sussex County Road 18 in Bridgeville. This proposed use is an extension of conditional use number 2226, which was approved by the Sussex County Council on September 29, 2020, and adopted through ordinance number 2742. This preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Code and all five of the conditions of approval. The tax parcel is map 131, District 18, parcel 33. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to S20-37 Lands of Hearn LLC, I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan with final on staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
And moved and seconded to approve site plan 20-37 Lands of Hearn LLC as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.